18 minutes to 12. So we're back to Venue 16, press day today. Boz doing sterling work, chatting to all and sundry with regard to the forthcoming season 2025. And is still loitering with his bolivants. All right there, Boz?
I will say they're baking sarnies. There's still some left as well. The coffee and the tea is all gone. I'm most disappointed about that. But having said that, it does mean that I've been able to go and chat to a few more people. And before me, I'm hoping Doyley doesn't kick me for this, but we've got experience and we've got youth. We've got Dan Thompson and Jason Dore standing right in front of me. Of course, Jason has been part of the Ipswich setup now for the last two years. This is the fourth year. Dan, of course, he had a stonking year last year. Really started off in reserve and then ended up being in the main body of the team, and certainly found let's put it, a bit of flight, a bit of speed out on the track. But I wanted to just check in with Doyley. Doyley, first off, great to see you back. How are you feeling? You ready for the new season?
Yeah, mate, it's been a long 10 months to be off the bike. So, yeah, the last two meetings I've had in England, it's been really good to be riding on the bike and having no pain on the shoulder. So, yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be a good year.
And sort of as we look at the youth, as they could say over here, you know, you've got a lot of experience, and how can you help the team, and how can you help the likes of Dan to really step up?
Yeah, like Dan's half my age, so he's got a long way to go, but he's got a great future ahead of him. And I hope the boys just can just watch us older guys and try to just pick things what they can work on their own speedway and make sure that they can go in the right direction, what we're probably messed up with over the years. So, any advice we would like to give out is always there if they want to be listening to it.
And, Dan, just going to ask, when you first came into the Ipswich Witches, what was it like to go, hold on, I've got Jason, he's been at the top and is still at the top of the sport, and how does that impact you as a rider starting out on the journey in Speedway?
Yeah, it's massive just to watch them go out and ride. Just learn so much from it, and they're all approachable. It's obviously quite intimidating as a youngster coming in, but everyone was really welcoming to me, and I feel I can ask them any questions that I need to.
And for you yourself this year, you know, you're doubling up, so you're with Glasgow and you're also with the Witches in the Premiership. Now, what are you looking, is there anything that you've gone and written on the blackboard that says, this is what I want to achieve this year? Where are you looking this year?
I don't really set myself any aims. Obviously, I want to try and win the youth titles, and obviously it'd be nice to get some silverware with my clubs. The last couple of seasons with Ipswich, we should have won a few more trophies. But I think that we've got the team this year to do it, so hopefully we can bring the league home.
And sort of when you are going to the tapes, there's some pretty strong riders this year, Doyley. I mean, it is a... Would you say it's more competitive in the league this year, or are we on par from last year?
Yeah, it's competitive, but also it's probably better to have the top boys coming over. It's more safer when you're riding against the top boys. And obviously our racing gets better if you are riding against all the top boys in the world. So the young guys, it's going to be a little bit difficult, but we've got some great talent. Like I've seen Dan and his brother Joe from when they were young kids riding 125s at Leicester. So they've come a long way in the last few years, and we know we've got a great team. And I think these top boys, what are thinking they're going to come back into British Speedway and have it easy, it's going to be tough for them.
And Dan, you really did last year come on leaps and bounds, and there were some riders that were top riders who perhaps were surprised that Dan Thompson had got out the gate and was certainly coming round. But for yourself last year, you know, were there some surprises? What about the confidence as well?
Yeah, definitely. I did gain a lot of confidence last year. Ipswich is a tough track, and I didn't have that much experience around it. So to have another season under my belt there, and I feel like I learnt a lot there. So to have another year with the Witches is going to only bring me on further, and hopefully continue growing in confidence and, as I said, win some trophies.
So there you have it, James. You've got the youth experience, and quite honestly, Doyley's still younger than me, so he's still youthful. He's still youthful.
All right, well, great to hear it, and great work this morning. Can you give us a sense of the Gen X Radio coverage of Speedway 2025, which, of course, you are in intrinsically involved with, Boz, this
year? So we have some new tech that allows us to kind of give some match updates. We'll at least have three match updates from away meetings if we're there, and also home meetings. We'll be looking to cover some of the Knockout Cup, try and do those live, where literally Witches fans can't make it to some of the tracks up north. It is quite a long journey back and forth. You know, the boys in front of me, they are continuing driving through the night some of the time. And certainly long distances, but we'll be doing that. And then as we get towards, hopefully, fingers crossed, guys, semi-finals perhaps.
Semi-finals? Nah.
Final.
Finals, you see. Yeah. Finals.
Well, final. Think big.
Chris, Chris told me don't go too far. Just think of the semi-finals first, and then we'll get to the finals. It's a long season. But no, hey, I hope we're in the final finals. And if we
one match
we'll
at a time.
Sure one match at a time. We'll certainly take it.
Well, we're looking forward to that coverage there throughout the forthcoming season. Gen X Radio, of course, will occasionally be down at Foxhall as well, like we did last year, because we had a great time down there.
We did, didn't we? We got to sample for some of the team Speedway for the very first time, and I do honestly believe you have to
you've
sample
see
Speedway.
It. Yeah,
which
you've
does make me
see it.
Dan, what do your friends think of you being on a Speedway bike? Do they get it?
Not a lot, really. Don't really have much of a social life outside of Speedway, so I don't really talk to anyone about it.
Wow.
They think we just go right around circles, and it's just a life of just turning up to a racetrack. So,
but that's like just 10%, isn't it, Jason? Yeah, the racing is just 10%, surely, of everything else, like the organisation, everything else you have to do, or you say a bit more?
Yeah, they say we only ride for an hour a night, but we're pretty much travelling a fair bit throughout the year, but also we do a lot of training in the off-season, so it's a 12-month job, and we enjoy it.
There you go. See, full-time
job. Yeah, if anybody
job.
Thinks it's easy, give it a go. My goodness me.
Oh, yes. Certainly, I'm quite happy to watch and definitely happy to chat to everyone. They're always so approachable, and it's great the club feel here at Ipswich as well.
Yeah, and when you hear someone say no social life outside of Speedway, that's kindred spirit for you, Boz, isn't it?
Thanks. Cheers. On that note, I'm going for no social life for the rest of the day. See ya.
Bring
Bye.
Us back a bacon sarnie, won't you?
Okay. Right. No coffee, though. See you
All
later.
Right. Great work from Boz live at Venue 16 for the Witches Press Day 2025.